We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. Lawyers for the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees present the evidence they've gathered for impeachment. Today's hearing is likely to be the last before a vote. Watching it all in the 1010 Winds newsroom, here's our Juliet Papa.
And Larry, a cantankerous hearing this morning. Democratic Chair Gerald Nadler demanding order and decorum, keeping procedure in check as Republicans object, trying to make points of order. And after Barry Burke, attorney for the Democrats, made his case for articles of impeachment.
So, of course, we do have an election coming up. That's not a reason to postpone this discussion. That's a reason we must have this discussion, to make sure it is not interfered with, to make sure this president doesn't do it, to make sure future presidents do not do it.
He says the president abused the power of his office for personal political gain by leveraging Ukraine for an investigation into the Bidens. Ranking Republican Doug Collins described this procedure as politically motivated.
I think Congress ought to be held accountable for their oath of office as well, and not to do what we're doing right now, and that is run a process that doesn't fit fairness or decorum, to run a process and a fact pattern that you're having to force against a president you don't like.
The Republican attorney says the president's actions do not rise to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors, and said characterizing his conversation with Ukraine's president as such is baloney. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
Nassau County Executive Laura Curran and Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone are at the Holocaust Memorial and Tolerance Center in Glen Cove this hour. They're announcing the formation of an island-wide anti-hate task force. It will include law enforcement and community leaders. The mission will be to educate residents about tolerance and to find ways to put an end to hate crimes. The Holocaust Center was recently vandalized twice. Police are hoping the public can help them identify some men they believe are responsible for robbing a number of food delivery workers in Brooklyn.
The NYPD looking for at least four suspects in connection with these six robberies that have happened over the last 2 months. Attacks on food delivery men lured to a building, mostly in East Flatbush, and then beaten and robbed. The most recent happened on November the 21st, where police in the 6-7 precinct got video and photos from that case. And now we have them too at 1010winds.com. In that instance, this 29-year-old delivery guy was repeatedly punched in the head and kicked before these guys took his food and cash. Similar MO, six times this has happened now, as we mentioned, when they were punched and kicked and knocked to the ground, the delivery guys. None of them had to be hospitalized, but the total take has been at least $6,000. Again, head to our website, take a look at these pictures. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here in Flatbush.
Police are investigating a car crash in East Harlem that left a toddler dead. Investigators say a 3-year-old boy and his mom were crossing the street at East 116th and 1st Avenue about 10 o'clock when they were hit. The driver has been taken into custody. Charges are pending. An off-duty NYPD officer is due in court today to face charges in a deadly two-car crash in Brooklyn. 47-year-old Rohan Shaw was driving a sports car early yesterday morning when he T-boned an SUV at East 55th and Forster Avenue in East Flatbush. One of the passengers in the SUV was killed, another was seriously hurt. The driver of that car ran off. Shaw was not seriously injured. He's facing a number of charges, including negligent homicide, vehicular manslaughter, reckless driving, and driving while impaired by alcohol. Police are still looking for that other driver. The usual good cheer around the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree is being spoiled somewhat this year. The New York Post reports costume characters have migrated from Times Square to pose for pictures with tourists for a price. Some visitors also have complained of improper touching. In Times Square, the costume characters are restricted to a certain zone. It's unclear what the rules are outside Times Square. The day is almost here for Time magazine to reveal its 2019 Person of the Year. The magazine unveiled its shortlist today of the candidates to be named by the Time editors as the person who is most influential in the world this past year. Here's the shortlist: House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, President Trump, the President's Attorney Rudy Giuliani, Chinese President Xi Jinping, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, U.S. Soccer star Megan Rapinoe, a whistleblower Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, climate change activist Greta Thunberg, and the Hong Kong protesters. Last year, Time editors selected The Guardians and The War on Truth, a group of four journalists and one news organization whose work landed them in jail or cost them their lives. The magazine will reveal its Person of the Year on Wednesday.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.